This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a production of Catholic Radio Indy. Now here's today's program.
This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is Bridget Eyre.
Hello.
And Bridget, we got to remind people again about our Oberammergau pilgrimage. I want to call it a trip, but it's really a pilgrimage because you're going to visit all kinds of sacred sites throughout Germany and other places around. But the highlight of it is going to be the Passion Play at Oberammergau, Germany. If you're familiar with that, only once every 10 years do the villagers of Oberammergau put on this play, and it is a mammoth undertaking. Hundreds and hundreds of people involved, and they do it for a number of times throughout a year, and then they don't do it for 9 years. And so next year, we're planning a pilgrimage September 12th through the 22nd. That's September 12th through the 22nd. Not of this year, but of next year.
So 2020,
right? So of 2020. So you got a lot of time to plan for it and everything like that. But if you want a seat, you need to be calling us right away, because we started with 30 seats and kind of wondered, gee, are we going to be able to fill that? And I know they are filling up very, very rapidly. In fact, we are trying to see if we can't get a few more seats. But it's kind of an involved process, because when you're talking about a pilgrimage, you're talking about a group airfare to places, hotel accommodations, places, transportation over there, tickets to the play.
And that play usually sells out, too. So that's another tricky part, too.
Right. So you can't just, you know, take a few extra people along. No, it all has to be arranged in advance. But if you'd like to go, like to find out more about it, you can give us a call at 317-870-8400. Or you can go online at CatholicRadioIndy.org. CatholicRadioIndy.org. And you can get some information about it there. And there's also a couple of places you can click to get a lot more information about it and some phone numbers you can call, etc. Or you can just call us here, 317-870-8400.
Yeah, and another thing that you might want to think about doing if you haven't done this, we are on Facebook. We have a Facebook group, a Catholic Radio Indy Facebook group, and there's always interesting posts there. We post a lot of our shows. So if you haven't followed us there, you can do that and be up to date. And Jim's got something else he wants to say about that.
Well, a couple of weeks ago, we kind of issued a challenge to our listeners. We're part of the Kroger Rewards program. And basically what that amounts to is if you ever shop at Kroger, if you've got a Kroger card, and you know how the grocery stores work, and every other store these days, you got to have a card.
Yeah.
But if you do that and go online and register your card and pick Catholic Radio Indy, all three words, Catholic Radio Indy is your charity, we benefit. And a couple of weeks ago, we had a challenge, and we asked people to see if we couldn't round up 50 new people. Well, we didn't quite get to 50, but we did get a whole bunch of new people. And we've been with the program for just exactly 1 year. And in that year, Catholic Radio has gotten over $1,300.
Wow, that's
so
great.
So yes, indeed, it does add up. And with the big increase in membership that we got during our little push a couple of weeks ago, those checks are going to be even bigger yet. And the beauty of it is, you don't do anything. You don't have to say anything at the store. You don't have to do anything at the store. All you have to do is buy groceries.
You sign up once, right?
Sign up once. That's all there is to it.
With your Kroger card if you shop at Kroger, right?
And you can do that right online at CatholicRadioIndy.org is the easy way. If you can't remember that, try Kroger.org. It'll get you there. There's pathways that way to get you there as well. But it helps us out a whole bunch. And, you know, your situation may be that you're already a supporter here at Catholic Radio, but there's a little extra you can do. Or maybe your situation is, gee, you just can't afford to be a supporter right now of Catholic Radio by, you know, means of a monthly check or anything like that. But here's a way you can help with the Kroger Reward Program. And again, you can start it at our website, Catholic Radio Indy.org.
Well, we have a great show lined up for you today. And, you know, as Catholics, we are called to make a difference in the world for Christ. I mean, that's why we're all doing this. That's why we're here at Catholic
Amen.
Radio. Amen, right? And I can't think of a better organization that does that as the Knights of Columbus. I know they strive to do that every day, and they've been doing that for many, many years. Our guest today is an example of carrying that torch of making a difference. And today we are joined in the studio by our guest, Chris Hodel, who was recognized as the Indiana Catholic Layperson of the Year by the Knights of Columbus. So welcome to Faith in Action.
Thank you for having me. Glad to be here.
And I think, you know, every Catholic has an idea of what the Knights of Columbus is based on maybe how old they are, or, you know, maybe their experience of them, whether they've been a member or a non-member. Would you kind of give us an update or tell us what the mission of the Knights of Columbus is and maybe how, and there's so many ways, but how they're making, working to make a difference?
Sure. It's a Catholic fraternal lay organization. It was started in New Haven, Connecticut back in 1882 by Father Michael J. McGivney. The purpose was to provide a Catholic alternative to a secret society to support families of men who maybe had died or were injured in a factory where maybe the family was left destitute.
Okay, so I didn't know that.
Yeah, so men were driven to this, and they said, gosh, the ideas of working with the church, living with loyalty, charity, and respecting for others, and it just started to grow. So then, as it continued to grow, the fraternity was actually named after Christopher Columbus as to show proof of patriotism to the all United States priests.
Oh.
So that's sort of the history behind it.
Okay.
There's over 2 million Catholic men that are in the Knights of Columbus.
Wow,
not just in the United States, but in Mexico, Canada, worldwide.
So international organization.
That is correct.
Now, talk about the structure. Now,
sure.
Sometimes I know that there are like councils, and then there's a state,
correct.
And then there's,
correct.
You know, and there's it's not parish based, it's an international organization, right?
Correct.
Which has what? Fill in the rest of
that. I can
do
that. So basically, at your local Catholic church, there's typically a Knights of Columbus. If you live out in the rural communities of Indiana, you may have to partner with another church.
Okay.
So basically, in the church bulletin, hopefully we take those and read those when we get them.
I do.
There is information in there, usually a contact. There's some literature about the Knights of Columbus. So it's all council-driven to start with. Basically, working in the field with the flock in your local community, okay? And then there's a district, and then you have the state, and then you have national, and then you have worldwide.
Okay.
And that's sort of the structure of it. And the Knights are typically, you have to be 18 years of old, obviously good standing with the Holy See and accept the Catholic Church's teaching. And the four founding principles are real simple. Charity is our number one. Unity, fraternity, and obviously patriotism. Those are the founding principles.
Tell us a little bit about the naming of a council. Sometimes it's a little confusing for me because you have a council maybe known as the Northside Knights of Columbus,
correct.
But they're really the St. Pius Council, and they're really council number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Right.
And they have three different names. How does that work?
Right, good question. So basically let's talk about the council that I'm a part of, which is at St. Elizabeth Seton in Carmel. Our council is Bishop George Avis Fulcher, and our council number is 12387. So the number signifies the number of councils either worldwide. So that's how many, 1,287. Okay, it's
so,
a number.
So if you got a small number,
if you're council number one, you're actually number one. How's that? So, and that's actually in New Haven, Connecticut.
Wow.
And then the name is typically like we're named after a bishop who ordained our current pastor, Father Ted Rothrock. So the council has a little bit of say of what they want the name to be.
Mm-hmm.
Usually it's after maybe the founding pastor or something in that local community. And the reason is then people recognize that live in that community. And that's the point for recognition.
We're talking with Chris Hodel. He was named the Indiana Catholic Layperson of the Year by the Knights of Columbus. He is a Knight of Columbus at St. Elizabeth Seton. And how did you get involved in the Knights to begin with, and maybe how long have you been involved?
Sure. I've been a Knight for about 12 years. You know, a lot of it I was familiar with a little bit of it, but I saw some flyers in the church, obviously picked it up, read it, talked to some people in the organization, answered the question. And basically, you have to reflect, do I just want to go to church and sit in the pews, or do I want to give my time and talents back to the local community? And for young Catholic men, this is a great organization to give your time and to be active in the faith. And that's what the Knights of Columbus is all about. So I joined, and then you move up through the ranks, and then you begin to pick a ministry within the Knights to either embrace or get involved as many activities as you can.
Now, you mentioned young men. I know, yes, a lot of organizations, Lions Club, Kiwanis, not to pick on anybody, but a lot of them, the membership is aging and they're having trouble at the lower end of the scale. But with Knights, I notice there are young Knights.
Correct. We're trying to get, obviously, the older Knights. Granted, that's great. But what we want to do is we're striving for families, and these young families are coming to the church and they're wanting to get more involved. And so the wives are like, let's get involved in something. So what we try to do is usually there's a women's club or a women's auxiliary. So now the husbands can get involved in the Knights, and then we try to do joint activities together to not only support the parish but the community. So it's a win-win, and then more importantly is the parents can bring their children to some of the events. So what they get to do is they get to see the role model of what mom and dad are doing to evangelize their faith or to give their time and talents back to the community.
And I want to ask you, obviously you are very committed to making a difference in our culture through the Knights of Columbus. I'd like to talk a little bit about some of the specific roles or projects that you've been involved with over the past year that got you this title of Indiana Catholic Layperson of the Year.
I want one of those.
Did you get a plaque or something?
There was an award. That's neat. And I got to speak at the convention, and I spoke for a reason, because I do a lot with Special Olympics. But basically, as I moved up through the ranks, I was the Grand Knight, which is the person in charge of the Knights at the council.
Okay.
A couple years ago, and then we were awarded the Star Council, which is an award you get either from the state or for Supreme, making sure you're checking all the boxes. You're not just working on one activity. You're well-rounded as a council. And then I've been heavily involved in the Food for Families program.
And what's that? Yeah, what's that?
What that is we do canned food drives. We raise money for local food pantries, and we average about $2,500 a year, and we raise about 1,100 pounds of food. And we do that at Fish Fries, and that's one activity. The reason is it's Lent, mm-hmm. so we're supposed to give back. Mm-hmm. And when we're doing our fish fry, we just ask for a small contribution, and it goes right to our food pantry, and then it just keeps blossoming. And the goal is, a food pantry, if you've ever been, maybe you just want to write a check, but what we try to do is go work with the people, because that's where it's at, working directly with the people. Other activities, the marriage prep, obviously when young couples are going through that process, my wife and I are involved in that because we feel marriage, obviously it's a sacrament, and we want people to embrace that and know that they're not alone once, you know, in the marriage. I think the biggest thing is all these big high schools in Indianapolis. So what we did is we said, those are great, but let's go to a high school that needs a little more love. So we went to the School of the Deaf, mm-hmm. and we do a lot of work with them. We did a free throw competition. We did a food drive. We did school supplies. We did a toy drive. And the goal is to work with those kids, because you know what? They said, we're one of the first organizations that ever started to work with them.
Hmm.
And it's right here in Indianapolis, and it's been around for decades.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think the biggest thing that I'm involved in is the Tootsie Roll program. We do about 25 to 30 events a year. We've worked with the Indianapolis Colts, the Indianapolis Indy Fuel, and we average about 10 to 14 football games and about 10 to 20 basketball games, and we average about $18,000 to $22,000 just handing out Tootsie Rolls.
Wow, that's amazing.
But more importantly is we're out in our...
You licked your lips, too.
Well, you can't...
I want to lick my lips. There's some Tootsie Rolls in the studio, in the lobby there I might have to get.
Well, the best part is we're working with a lot of parochial schools, but we're also working with the public schools. And the reason is we're all here to work together. And Special Olympics is such a big program with the Knights that we're involved in. Seeing those kids' faces, and you know what more importantly is? The kids want to get involved at the high school. So the Knights are leading that. So the kids go, hey, can I help with this? So what are they doing? They're embracing the faith. They're wanting to get involved to give back. Maybe they don't know much about the Knights of Columbus, but they're willing to help their brother and sister.
Well, you might have some more on that list, but we need to take a break. And when we come back, we'll hear more about some of the other outreach work that you're doing locally. So we'll stay tuned for more Faith in Action.
You're listening to Catholic Radio Indy, converting the culture to Christ through radio, featuring 100% Catholic programming 24/7. Do your friends a favor. Tell them about Catholic Radio Indy.
Most of us like to keep up on what's going on in the world and try to catch a little news each day. Did you know that you can catch the very latest Catholic news right on our website? We have news from Rome, from around the world, and here at home, updated every day so you always know what's going on from a Catholic perspective. Check it out. Go to CatholicRadioIndy.org and look for the Catholic news headlines. There's always something new at CatholicRadioIndy.org.
Just a reminder that Catholic Radio is listener-supported. If you haven't joined our family of donors yet, you can do so online at CatholicRadioIndy.org.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. I'm Bridget Ayer. Jim Ganley's in the studio with me, as well as our guest, Chris Hodel. He is Knight of Columbus from St. Elizabeth Ann Seton, and he was named the Indiana Catholic Layperson of the Year by the Knights of Columbus. And it's really interesting, you know, here at Catholic Radio, we do a live remote with the state convention every year and with the Knights. And it just seems like in the past, I don't know how long, the Knights have really been... I guess to me, it seems like they've been emphasizing much more on faith formation in recent years. Is that a correct assessment? And what are some of the faith opportunities or faith formation opportunities that the Knights are kind of forming themselves in and then sharing with others in terms of evangelization?
Sure. You look at it from a local level or a national level or even an international, depending on what it is. Every council is different depending on the community. Mm-hmm. But some of the examples that we're doing even nationally is obviously the Christian Refugee Program, you know, helping those who are being persecuted overseas, whether it's financially or through aid. Mm-hmm. We do something called Rosaries for Soldiers. When they're in the battlefield, obviously, they still need time for prayer.
No doubt.
So we put together rosaries and we slip in a little Tootsie Roll. Can't go wrong with that.
Back to the Tootsie Rolls.
Yeah, back to the Tootsie Rolls. Obviously, Coats for Kids, pro-life. We do a rib dinner for the seminarians, making sure that they're funded. Basically, building the domestic church is our focus. Is kids and family have a greater opportunity to participate in a wide variety of activities. Making sure that their faith is solid and that they can promote evangelization.
Are there any kind of prayer commitments or books that you use in terms of just building up your own faith? Because it seems like I've seen something along those lines and how, you know, you're kind of, like you said, the domestic church, the Knights are really... They're not just service. I mean, it all comes from our faith, right?
Right. Starts with prayer. Obviously, we carry a rosary with us.
That's neat.
And there are books out there either about Father McGivney or the history of the Knights of Columbus. And basically, you know, during Lent, our focus is to really spend more time in prayer and making sure that, you know, that we're focused on the real reason of what we're trying to do in the community, evangelizing our faith and getting people more involved in the community so that it's just not, well, the Knights do this and this. No, we do a lot of things, a very broad spectrum. But prayer is the foundation.
Now, I know the Knights do a lot of things at every parish they're at.
Sure.
And most of the time, you'd never know it.
Correct.
Because they're plain, ordinary guys just chipping in to help. But where people notice the Knights is with the regalia, the swords, the plumed hats.
Correct.
Tell us about that, because not every knight has one of those, right?
Sure. When you're a fourth-degree knight, it's patriotism, so you have the option if you want to get all the regalia. And those are used for, like, parades. Mm-hmm. If, let's say, you're getting married in the Catholic Church and you want a knight's the fourth degree there, we can be there as an honor guard. Every year on 9/11, our parish holds a 9/11 mass that we call it a blue mass for the police and fire. Mm. The Knights are there. We do funerals, weddings, and that type of thing. So we actually have a flag program that talks a little bit about the history of the American flag.
We've had that person in the studio here talking all about
it. Right. And every fold of the American flag is tied to a prayer. And a lot of people don't know that. And a lot of people... we try to educate them on that, but unfortunately, there are times that we've seen in the public where people maybe forget to take their hat mm-hmm. off, or mm-hmm. you're walking down the street in a parade and the American flag is there and people maybe forget to stand. So mm-hmm. we try to educate. That's the patriotism mm-hmm. side, educating mm-hmm. what's the flag about, the respect and the honor that it deserves.
Mm-hmm. Now, what are the steps between some young man signing up after Mass one time to be a knight?
Sure.
And getting the regalia. What are the steps between?
Sure, sure. So let's say we walk in and you say, hey, I want to join the Knights of Columbus today. Okay. Well, there's a form that we fill out. We sit down, ask you a couple questions, make sure you understand. Then there's a ceremony you go through. And then you're a first degree knight. And then you can move up as fast as you want to the fourth degree. So it'd be second, third, and fourth. Fourth degree is patriotism. That's where you wear the regalia, and we do a lot for the community. We want to have them engaged, but we want them to go at their pace, because everybody's like your spiritual journey. Everybody's different. So we want to make sure they're engaged and they have time to sort of soak in, you know, what the first degree ceremony is about and the different activities, because there's so many different activities you can get involved in. It's like you don't want to overwhelm them. So you want to educate them so that they can embrace it. And then we try to assign a mentor so that if he has questions, he's not sitting there going, I thought it was this.
No. That's a good idea that you do offer that kind of mentoring, because I think people do need that. You know, they're just kind of
right.
lost.
Don't drop them off at school like at college and go, well, we'll see you Thanksgiving.
See
ya. Yeah,
that
doesn't work very well. And then obviously having our chaplain there is obviously, you know, he makes sure the tempo is set and working with the parish. And then if we have a new night, we call it like the buddy program. We say, hey, I'm doing the Tootsie Roll Friday night at the football game. You want to come join me? Oh, I've never done it before. Pretty simple.
And I think one thing that's also really good about the Knights is just the Christian community and fellowship that it offers. And I think we don't have that as much in our culture that maybe we may be used to, whether it's within families or outside of that. I want to get to some numbers that you had about how just the scope of the Knights of Columbus, like how many knights there are
sure.
and all
sure.
the different things that you're doing.
Sure. So there's 2 million Catholic men. Did some research. As of 2017, the Knights of Columbus had $186 million donated worldwide. We did 76 million service hours.
And that's 1 year?
Yeah, that is 1 year.
Wow.
By all the and that could be anything from, we need to set up some chairs at Christmas, or we do a Tootsie Roll drive, or we're putting on a fish fry, or we're going out and pray in front of Planned Parenthood, the rosary, or, oh, you know, this family, they had something happen, and we go over and do some yard work for them, or basically just go and just talk to some people and making sure, like we go to the retirement homes, and we talk to them and bring coffee and donuts, and we learn from them. That's the number one goal is, it's not about the Knights of Columbus. It's our job to evangelize. So when we leave, maybe we've left a little speck that they go, yeah, that's a great thing.
So the other thing that we had mentioned at some point, I think maybe before we got started here today, was that, you know, while the Knights of Columbus is a men's organization, it's very integral in the parish, and there are a lot of women involved too. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Right. What we try to do is, obviously it's a men's only organization, but with all the ministries, there's usually a women's club or a women's auxiliary. We want to partner with them, because guess what? If you partner with them, maybe their husbands are not involved. But more importantly is, we're working together for the common goal in our community, whether it's our church put on a trivia night when we bring people in.
At St. Elizabeth's Seton?
And it's a trivia night. It's a fun night.
That does sound like fun.
It is fun. And we have, you know, some people, it's like, okay, I don't remember that. But so what we do is, when we ask people to come, could you bring a couple canned goods?
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because we're helping somebody else. Yes, we're having fun. But more importantly is, always think of someone else. Step outside yourself. And working with the women's club, the women's like doing the baking and the guys like doing the certain things. But what are we doing? You know, maybe we're helping a family during a fish fry that maybe goes, you know, I can't afford to come to the fish fry. Well, guess what? You're welcome because of us or the women's club. So hooking up with other ministries within the church, women's groups and that type of thing. Actually, CHIRP teams are great too,
mm-hmm.
because obviously they're working through their spiritual journey, getting them involved. And then obviously working with the scouts, because they have common goals and things that we're trying to do. And if we're the mentors, if they see us doing good deeds, guess what? Well, they want to do it as well, because they want to give back.
So it kind of works both ways. I have two questions here. How can people partner with the Knights of Columbus, or if they maybe want to join? What how can ministries partner with you? And then obviously, you obviously support other ministries. So it's kind of twofold. You know
correct.
What I'm saying?
Correct. So, right. So obviously, if you whatever local church you attend, obviously, information's in the bulletin about the Knights of Columbus. If you're in the women's club and you're like, well, the Knights, we haven't really hooked up with them.
Mm-hmm.
Pick up the phone. Let's have a conversation and start the dialogue. What can we do together? Obviously, mm-hmm. talking to your priest, getting involved at the church is the easiest way to do it. And then step outside the church and look at some of the programs that you're doing locally in your community, whether it's a food pantry or a women's shelter or the women's care center that we do a lot of work with, and try to partner with them and making sure, yes, financially is great, but what are some other things you need? Maybe they need some things done in the community, or maybe there's some other things we can do to partner together. The financial is a big part, don't mm-hmm. get me wrong, but there's other things you can do besides the money that really help people, that goes a long way, especially at Christmas time when we're handing out turkeys or gifts and things for people.
So we have about a minute or so left. Is there any events you want to just talk about really quickly? And then if you could give your webpage if people want to learn for more information about the organization.
Sure. Well, believe it or not, the kids are back in school at local high schools. So guess what? Every Friday night, we're going to be doing high school football games. So
what do you do with that?
Well, we basically stand right there at the gate when they come in, and it's a goodwill offering, and we average anywhere from $400 to $1,100 in about an hour and a half.
Wow.
But the best part is you bring the family. The wife can come, the kids can come. The ADs, athletic directors, are very open for us to stay for the game, and we get the kids involved. So obviously that's one. Obviously doing a food drive. You know, at Christmas time, people are very giving, but people need to eat every day. So always think about, what can I do today, or what can I sacrifice to make a difference? Yeah, I don't need to go to Starbucks, but I'll take that money and apply it to maybe a local food pantry or a women's care shelter or somewhere in your local community that works for you.
So if you could give the webpage,
sure.
That would be great.
Sure. So if you're wanting to learn more about the Knights of Columbus, obviously start with your local church. But the website would be kfc.org or indianakfc.org. Or you can just Google Knights of Columbus, and there's all types of information. The main thing is get good information so that you can reflect on it and prayerfully. And we just hope you, all the men out there listening, that you prayerfully consider joining our organization, because without you, we need you to make a difference in the community.
Chris Hodel, thanks for being our guest today. God bless.
Thank you.
You have been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a presentation of Catholic Radio Indy. You can hear this episode of Faith in Action again, or any past episode, at CatholicRadioIndy.org. If you have a suggestion for a guest or topic for a future program, please call us at 317-870-8400 or email Jim at CatholicRadioIndy.org.